news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
An intelligence briefing announced as a press conference, hastily called Wednesday afternoon after reports of threatening emails to Democratic voters in four states surfaced. Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said that Iran is behind the messages, made to look like they came from the Trump-supporting far-right, white supremacist, neo-fascist group, the Proud Boys. Ratcliffe said that both Iran and Russia have, quote, taken specific actions to influence public opinion relating to our elections. Then FBI Director Chris Wray took to the microphone, but he didn't seem to reference any of the claims made by Ratcliffe. Many are calling out the odd timing of the announcement and the fact that no questions were allowed. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee voted Thursday morning to advance Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination after Democrats boycotted the hearing. The panel voted 12-0 to send Barrett's nomination to the full Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Democrats on the committee released a joint statement on Wednesday calling Republicans' push to confirm Barrett before Election Day a sham process that violated the promises and rules they established when they blocked then-President Barack Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland, also in an election year. The statement reading in part, quote, fearing a loss at the ballot box, Republicans are showing that they do not care about the rules or what the American people want. They added that they would not grant this process any further legitimacy by participating after tens of millions of Americans have already voted. Unfortunately, the committee can advance the nomination to the full Senate as long as 12 members are present. The Republicans met that threshold by all showing up. And a final floor vote of the full Senate is now scheduled for Monday. Lovely. By the way, Barrett did release answers to follow-up questions from the Senate, but as with her testimony, she was extremely vague. She refused to say whether voter fraud is a widespread problem in U.S. elections. It isn't. And whether restrictive voter ID laws suppress the vote in poor and minority communities. They do. And new information has come to light. Republican senators are now defending Barrett following this new report from the Associated Press that highlights her previous position on the board of a private Christian school system that has anti-LGBTQ policies. Mitch McConnell, of course, called the fallout from the report anti-religious bigotry. Well, former President Barack Obama hit the campaign trail on Wednesday and blasted Donald Trump in a speech in Philadelphia.
Joe knows that the first job of a president is to keep us safe from all threats, foreign, domestic, or microscopic. When the daily intelligence briefings flash warning signs about a virus, a president can't ignore him. He can't be AWOL. Just like when Russia puts bounties on the heads of our soldiers in Afghanistan, the commander-in-chief can't be missing in action.
Calling him out on his claim that he couldn't be handling the pandemic much better.
I get that this president wants full credit for the economy he inherited and zero blame for the pandemic that he ignored. But you know what? The job doesn't work that way. Tweeting at the television doesn't fix things. Making stuff up doesn't make people's lives better. You've got to have a plan. You've got to put in the work. We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook that would have shown them how to respond before the virus reached our shores. We don't know where that playbook went. 8 months into this pandemic, cases are rising again across this country. Donald Trump isn't suddenly going to protect all of us. He can't even take the basic steps to protect himself. Just last night, he complained up in Erie that the pandemic made him go back to work. If he'd actually been working the whole time, it never would have gotten this bad.
Obama also couldn't resist calling Trump out over a new report about a bank account in China.
We know that he continues to do business with China because he's got a secret Chinese bank account. Can you imagine if I had had a secret Chinese bank account? You think Fox News might have been a little concerned about that? They would have called me Beijing Barry. It is not a great idea to have a president who owes a bunch of money to people overseas. Of the taxes Donald Trump pays, he may be sending more to foreign governments than he pays in the United States.
Reminder, The final debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden is Thursday night, beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern, moderated by NBC's Kristen Welker. In COVID news, the U.S. reported more than 1,000 new deaths on Wednesday, the highest daily death toll in more than a month. According to new footage from a forthcoming documentary, Pope Francis endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope. The film had its premiere at the Rome Film Festival on Wednesday. Francis has suggested in the past that he's not against civil unions, but this is the first time he's directly come out in favor of them as Pope. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.